Hey, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to where all the way, I think it's up in the Blue Mountains in New South Wales, some lovely ladies from the Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, or they call it DNA for short, Kerry and Lorraine. Good morning, girls.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
I detect a slight Scottish brogue there. Is that you, Lorraine?
That's me, yes, but I've been here for a long time. It can't be that strong.
I think it's, I think once you've got it, you always got it. So tell me, Kerry and Lorraine, what can you tell us about Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, please?
Well, Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, or DNA for short, is a national association and the only registered charity in Australia for children and adults with any type of dystonia. We have been running since 2015 and operating solely with volunteers without any government assistance. We started up with $8,000 from the closure of another dystonia organisation, and we survive on membership, donations, grants and fundraising.
Okay, so this organisation, DNA, does it have a board?
Well, we have a committee who run DNA on an everyday basis, but we do have an excellent advisory board of a sort of multidisciplinary board of adult and paediatric movement disorder specialists who are all neurologists, and we have academic physiotherapists, specialist nurses, we've got patient advocates, a psychologist, geneticist, pharmacist, and other allied health representatives. So all our brochures and education material goes through the advisory board, and any questions that come through to us that we can't answer, we put to the advisory board with the person's permission. All people with dystonia can contact us. We don't discriminate in any way whether a person is a member or not. They have dystonia and they're in need.
All right. Now, I think it's important now that I ask the question, what exactly is dystonia?
Okay. Do you want to do it?
Oh, yes. Well, dystonia is a neurological condition which affects muscles, causing abnormal twisting, muscle spasms, abnormal posture or tremors. It can be focal, that is, it occurs in one area of the body, such as eyes, the neck, the voice, or a limb. Or it can be generalized, affecting many areas, causing varying disabilities. There are many different types, and some people have a combination of areas affected, called segmental dystonia,
right,
such as the neck, the arm, on the same side as the all the eyes, the face, and the neck together. Some types of dystonia can be very painful. Dystonia is actually the third most common movement disorder, next to Parkinson's disease and tremor, but virtually unknown in the community.
Yeah, it's amazing. I only found out recently through a very good friend about dystonia, and I'm amazed at, as you say, the number of people that actually have some form of dystonia. Now, as a layperson, do you mind me asking the question, what causes dystonia?
Well, unfortunately, in many cases, the cause isn't known. Some types of dystonia are genetic, but this, at the moment anyway, this is a relatively small percentage of people. It's accepted that the basal ganglia, which are neurons that are nerve cells deep in the brain, and the cerebellum at the base of the brain are involved in dystonia.
Right.
And there's a secondary type of dystonia that can occur after a brain injury or a reaction to certain medications. And people with other conditions, for instance, cerebral palsy, can have dystonia as a symptom, not a disease entity itself.
Okay. So, again, a layperson's question, but is there a cure for dystonia?
unfortunately, not at this point. There's no cure. There are many treatments, such as medications and botulism toxins. And in certain cases where the treatments don't work, a procedure called deep brain stimulation, DBS, may be offered. There are also supportive therapies such as physiotherapy, but people with dystonia need to make sure that the physio or practitioner understands dystonia well.
Yeah, I could understand that. So just coming back now to your organisation of the Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, or DNA for short as you call it, what are your goals, Kerry and Lorraine? What are your goals for DNA?
Well, you know, our goals are pretty much the same as other charities. We want to provide well-researched, up-to-date information for our members, but also anyone else who contacts us. They often find that their families find it very difficult to understand their dystonia, and even health professionals, many of them don't understand the dystonia itself. So that's one of it. And we also aim to spread awareness of dystonia, not only in the wider community, but also in the medical world. Not every neurologist knows a lot about dystonia. Usually we say to people to go and find somebody who has an interest or an expertise in dystonia. We run seminars. That was part of our initial goals. But unfortunately not this year, as you can understand. So we're using technology instead. So we're learning a completely new language in DNA, using Zoom and all sorts of things that we and Microsoft Teams, in order so that we can get our message out.
Okay.
And one of our long-term aims is to fund research into dystonia.
Yes.
And particularly in finding out the stats for the incidence of dystonia, because it's difficult to lobby the government and say, you know, we want a grant and we want to be able to support people with dystonia. And the first thing that they'll ask you, well, how many people in Australia have
indeed
got dystonia? And we don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Okay. Just bear with me a second, please, girls. I want to play your promotion on the station. We've got the girls have been kind enough to send us through a promotion for dystonia awareness. So just have a quick listen to this.
Dystonia is not a small Eastern European country. Dystonia is a neurological condition that can cause muscle spasms, abnormal postures, tremor, and pain. It affects all ages and can occur in any part of the body. Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, DNA for short, is the national charity for people with dystonia, and they would like your help in spreading awareness during the National Dystonia Awareness Week in September. For information, please contact DNA at dystonia.org.au.
Okay, so now here's the opportunity to tell us about this important week that's coming up on the 5th of September. Lorraine?
Sorry.
I just wanted to run through the...
About the Awareness Week.
Yeah, the Awareness Week starting, it's for the whole month, but the main part is from the 5th to the 12th of September.
That's right, yeah. The month of September in America, in the States, or Northern America, it's the whole month. We have to, as DNA, we're running it from the 5th to the 12th as a week, so that we can concentrate on that. But the whole of, there's lots of things happening all through September. It's Dystonia Awareness Week, and it'll be different this year. So we're not having any seminars, as we said, or awareness. We usually do awareness days in the public hospitals. So we go and we set up and we talk to everybody and we give them brochures and information, etc.
Yes.
And probably about 90% have never actually, even though they're coming into hospital, have never actually heard of dystonia.
Mm-hmm.
But we're running a webinar for our membership on deep brain stimulation during that week.
Okay.
So, and we'll be trying to, every day we'll be trying to put something through to the members to remind them that we're doing dystonia awareness. We're also sending out packages of our brochures and flyers. We've got a lot of packages, a lot of flyers and brochures that we've made up. And one in particular is to introduce the new dystonia app that's called Cariforia. to the movement disorder specialists around Australia so that they can tell their patients that, that it's on the go.
Okay, now what's it called again? Cariphoria, is that right?
Yeah, well, it kind of sounds like California, doesn't it? It's Cariphoria.
So that's C-A-R-E-F-O-R-I-A,
Cariphoria.
Okay. Again, they'll be able to find out more information from dystonia.org.au. But the app called Cariphoria, can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah. It's a free app. It will remain a free app. And it's available from the App Store or Google Play, so anyone can get a hold of it. And some of our patients have got tremor or have difficulty using their hands. They can then get it on their computer. And it's been launched. We've gone into partnership with Bonadia Care, which is the organisation that have brought the app up to usage now. So it allows people to monitor the symptoms, what their activities are for that day or that week, depending on what they choose, sleep, well-being, all sorts of things. They can keep a journal and make notes. They can add videos. And all this is held and accessed confidentially in the app. They can also see a graph, and they can take that graph to their doctors. So say they're going to the doctor every 3 months, and they can show the graph of how their symptoms and other things that they want to show the doctor. They can show that on the app.
What a great idea.
There's also a virtual coach, which is it's really using artificial intelligence. And so when the person joins the app and yes. registers, then what they do is they fill in a care plan, and then the virtual coach will remind them it's time to do this, it's time to do that, etc. So we've just been awarded a grant to enhance the app, which is great for us. And one of the things we're going to be doing is creating a library of dystonia and lifestyle material. So people can go in, they can go into the library, it'll keep getting new information in there. And we ask the people who use it, what information do you want that we haven't already put there? So that's what we're doing at the moment. We're very busy.
Yeah, I'm impressed by the amount of work that you're doing, and congratulations on organising and putting together and running DNA. I guess one of the key things that people are going to be asking about, we've mentioned quickly the website, but how can anyone with dystonia get more information?
We've got a very comprehensive website. So our advice would be to jump on the web, go to www.dystonia.org.au and download the appropriate DNA brochures for their condition. There is a contact email on the site so people can get in touch with us directly. And our recommendation would be to ensure that they go to a movement disorder neurologist that has an interest and expertise in dystonia, because it's a very complex condition.
Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I've just been fascinated by dystonia. I wanted, obviously, to know more about it. It sounds like you're doing an incredible job up there. I understand that you need more support. And if there's anything that we can do to assist, to help get the word out, especially throughout the Adelaide Hills and South Australia, please keep us posted. Don't forget, just let everyone know that it's Dystonia Awareness Week, starting on the 5th, going through to the 12th of September. And check out the Dystonia app. It's spelt Cariphoria, Cariphoria. And
for
I think...
Dystonia.
Sorry?
For Dystonia.
Okay, I've got it. And, of course, it's not some little country off the coast of somewhere. So I do love your promotion, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. And thank you so much for taking the time to explain to all of us, including me, about what dystonia is and how it can affect people. If you don't mind me asking, I gather both of you have someone or have symptoms of dystonia?
Yes,
I do. I have a rare type of dystonia, and it's genetic. It affects my breathing quite seriously. So it's a vocal cord dystonia, but also respiratory.
I actually don't have dystonia. I worked as a clinical nurse consultant in movement disorder at a large Sydney hospital for 20-odd years of my career before I retired.
Right.
And I pulled her in
and ruined my retirement.
I pulled her in to come with me doing my support groups. And then eventually we decided to set up the organisation that it didn't have one, so...
I think it's wonderful. As I said, let us know what else we can do to spread the news about the Dystonia Network of Australia Incorporated, otherwise known as DNA. Kerry and Lorraine, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you're very busy, and I thank you for your time talking to us here at Hills Radio, and I look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. I'm now going to play a nice little track from John Legend, All of Me, and I think everyone... will know what it means. Well, I think I know what it means if it's going to play.
What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out?